agenda. Item 800, please.
Authorize a grant to Portland Business Alliance for Downtown Marketing Initiative Holiday Promotions for $170,000.
And as our panel comes up to talk about this, just a little bit of context. Remember that we had a pretty severe budget shortfall. I don't have to remind the council of how painful that was, and that this budget did not allow us to add back everything that we would have once liked to have done and that we might like to do again at the proper level. So there were some priorities that the council focused on in making our budget decisions, and they were good ones. And now perhaps we have a little bit of room to add back some of the things and functions and positions that we were forced to crimp and scrimp on during those more difficult budget times. So we're trying to be prudent about this. It's no time to go crazy and spend a great deal of money on new programs and functions, but we're in a slightly better place than we were. And we've heard a pretty earnest plea to at least restore a portion of what we've done to market our downtown. Very congruent, Commissioner Saltzman, with the report that you and Travel Portland just gave. So that's why this item is on the calendar this morning and why we're proposing to add back a fraction, but an important fraction, of what was once in the Downtown Marketing Initiative. So, Lisa, do you want to take it from there?
Thank you very much. Good morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Lisa Frisch. I'm the Director of Retail Programs for Downtown at the Portland Business Alliance, and I'm pleased to be here today to speak about the Downtown Holiday Promotion. With the funding you may authorize today, we will be able to have a scaled-back holiday campaign that will highlight everything special that occurs downtown during the holidays. Our hope is next year for full DMI funding to be restored so we can continue our great success in making downtown a vibrant place to shop, work, live, and visit. I want to thank our partners at Travel Portland for helping with this promotion, Courtney Reese, who's the marketing manager at Travel Portland, who's out on maternity leave right now. I'm going to go through a quick presentation, and then I'm going to have Jake France, the co-owner of Boy Sport, testify with me. So we'll start. What we're planning on doing this holiday season is, like I said, a scaled-back campaign that is very similar to what we produced last year. We will not reinvent the wheel. We're going to use a lot of the assets that we created last year and the years before and reuse them, save on some budget allocation. So the theme for the holiday is Downtown Portland, the gateway of holiday possibilities. We support the creative message of have yourself a downtown holiday that captures the magic that you'll find in Downtown Portland. So top line campaign details. Again, this year's budget is about half of last year's spending. And due to the smaller allocation, TV, advertising, and pre- and post-holiday campaign research will be eliminated. Expenses will be reduced by utilizing those existing creative that was developed for the last year's campaign. And the successful ugly sweater theme will continue and be supported through social media and public relations. So $90,000 on advertising. Social media advertising cross-promotion will continue. Public relations and the holiday kickoff event will continue. We will continue to work closely with Travel Portland on their TID campaign in Vancouver and Seattle to emphasize that tax-free shopping. That's a huge driver during the holiday season, and we'll continue with the ugly sweater. The campaign will provide opportunities for social media and PR chatter while also providing direct connections to retail sales and downtown experiences. Here is that overview of the budget. You can see the comparison between actual last year and proposed this year with notes. Right here, we'll just concentrate on the cuts. So again, cutting all television and most print ads, and we'll maintain a large presence on social media, pay-per-click, online, and radio. We will continue with Ugly Sweater, but we will cut the decorating event. And this line item also cuts television and print licensing of ads. Again, cutting online contests for ugly sweaters, but not the actual sweater promotion that we do. We will need to hire a freelance PR specialist. We will cut research and cut stylist altogether. And the PBA will waive our administration fee. So again, this is a one-time budget. We do not feel this budget can be replicated in future years. It's it's very scaled back, very bare bones, and we'd like to return with full funding next year if the DMI is re-upped. So again, yarn bombing, I'm using some of the same images that you saw Mr. Miller use. The yarn bombing was huge for us downtown, and it was just a great way to highlight all things Portland. We worked with local fiber artists to highlight some really cool statues that we have downtown. Again, Regional Arts and Culture Council was a partner with us on this. This was meant to be a temporary art installation, and that encouraged people to come downtown and give them a sense of urgency. Come downtown today because the installation might not last through the season. We were strategic in our installation where we did several statues each week, and we did have a replacement strategy as we knew, again, these would be temporary and people could not resist taking them home with them. Again, ugly sweater is really what we're hanging our hats on this holiday season. It encouraged a lot of interactive communication with our fan base on Facebook and social media. Downtown Portland has over 100,000 fans on social media on Facebook, about 30,000 on Twitter. We also have Instagram, Pinterest. We're out there. So we're encouraging the public to come downtown, wear their ugly sweaters, take pictures, and then post on social media. Here's some more images of social media. We will need to hire a contractor to manage the social media content and post at least once per day on each of these social media streams. Due to the budget constraint, active management of comment and user-generated content will be difficult, and those comment features will need to be turned off. It leads to a less active social media channel and less engagement of our targeted customer base. So we will be putting communications out there, but we will not necessarily be receiving communications back. And that's the way we feel it's best to manage social media streams with our limited budget and resources. We will continue the holiday kickoff event. There's that picture again of the mayor in his nifty sweater. That we host an annual kickoff event, and we have for about 10 years. It used to be a kickoff of the holiday construction moratorium, as you know, construction downtown often keeps people away. So we've turned this into a different kind of message in the past 5 years, where it's a downtown is open for business message. We kick off the holidays, holiday lighting, mention all of the new stores that are open downtown. We announce the holiday construction moratorium, and we talk about parking options, ways to get downtown, and things to do when you're here. It is a great event. It is covered by all the local television networks and other media in town, and we will continue with that. And we work closely with our partners at the Bureau of Transportation and Smart Park. Every year we offer a limited parking promotion to get those last remaining people downtown who have objections to paying for parking. So this year we've worked with Smart Park. We are anticipating running a limited promotion on those 3 Sundays in December, where we will offer vouchers to the first few hundred visitors of Smart Park garages on those days, therefore paying for their parking. Again, this is an item that Smart Park and PBOT budgets for every year. We alter the program to make sure that we have the best impact and outreach, and I feel like we have a good program going into this year. We'll announce more details later. And again, our charitable partnership, and we understand that the holidays are all about giving, not just giving gifts, but giving to local charities. Last year, we partnered with Transition Projects and helped them with their annual clothing drive. And really, again, we're talking about fun, ugly sweaters. We have sweaters decorating statues downtown Portland, but we also want people to give warm clothing to charities in town. So Transition Projects was a great partner. We had over 15 locations where we collected clothing for Transition Projects in downtown. We collected about 250 pounds of clothing and other items during the holidays, so this will continue. And then postseason measurements, we realize measurement is very important. We are eliminating some of our venues of measurement in the budget, so we will not have that pre- and post-holiday campaign. But we feel we have other venues to measure how well we did. So we'll continue with the retailer post-holiday survey. We take that in January. pedestrian counts. We take that mid-December. We take that every year, and we do have comparables to prior years. We will measure press stories, press and PR equivalency. We feel we can continue that. Again, we don't necessarily want to compare it to last year, as they have last year was a full campaign, but we feel we can still measure how well we did this year. And then again, working with our partners at Smart Park to measure occupancy rate revenue and promotional redemptions.
Questions for Lisa? Thank you.
Okay, very good. I'm going to pass it over to Jake.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Jake France, and I'm co-owner of Boys Fort, located at 902 Southwest Morrison, in a retail space in a city-owned Smart Park garage. I'm a small business owner, and Boys Fort is made up of over 100 local makers and craftspeople. We specialize in gifts for guys and those who love them. So, everything from furniture to bags and accessories. I'm here today to thank you for allocating a small portion of replacement funding for downtown marketing this holiday season. My business was established in 2011 when my business partner Rolf and I applied to be a part of the PDX pop-up shop program, a program developed as a component of the downtown retail strategy, in partnership with organizations including Travel Portland and the Downtown Marketing Initiative, Portland Development Commission, Portland Business Alliance, and Downtown Clean and Safe. The retail strategy was developed to help revitalize the downtown the retail landscape in downtown during the recession. Other parts of the program included a year-round marketing program, new landscaping on Yamhill and Morrison, and targeted retail recruitment efforts. The pop-up shop program was created to help emerging retail businesses test out their concept in downtown Portland during the busy holiday season. The program was designed to attract new local businesses to downtown, setting them up with retail spaces for 2 months, providing business advice, expertise, promotional assistance, including A-board, signage, marketing, social media, and public relations. Boys Fort was selected to be part of the pop-up shop program, and after a two-month stint, we decided to pursue locating a permanent space in downtown Portland. The search took longer than we expected, and we participated in the pop-up shop program again in 2012. I'm proud to say that in 2013, in the spring, we found a spot and opened for business at our permanent store. We are a small company. It's just my business partner and I running the store on a daily basis. And with everything we have to do day to day, we simply do not have the time or the resources to market ourselves with a strong presence, web presence, or other media outlets that I'm sure exist but I'm unaware of. Downtown Portland has hundreds of retail businesses that share customers with us. We don't want to market ourselves alone, and it makes much more sense to market the entirety of downtown and encourage customers to come down, park once, and visit hundreds of stores, restaurants, and other cultural attractions, all within a few blocks. Sounds like something a large shopping mall will do, right? Well, that's because they do, and it makes sense that we do it as well. We need to market downtown as a destination, because no matter how great we think we are, potential customers need to be reminded that we are here and overcome complaints that parking is too expensive, parking is hard to find, or that they don't want to come down because of there are aggressive panhandlers around. We hear these messages all the time, and we are not unlike other cities, and we need to create positive messaging to help folks overcome these negative perceptions. Thank you again for your support of Downtown Portland and for the small replacement funding for the downtown marketing program this holiday season. Your support of hundreds of small local businesses is notable, and we encourage you to look for ways to reinstate the Downtown Marketing Initiative as a permanent program going forward. Thank you for your consideration. I would love to stay, but I have to open my store.
So just tell us, though, where, if you want to buy gifts for guys or those who love them, where is your store located and what is it called?
It's called Boys Fort, and it's on the corner of 9th and Morrison in the base of the Smart Park Garage, just a block from Nordstrom's on the Max Tracks, right near the new City Target.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming. Good report. Thanks. So are there others that want to speak on this item this morning?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Anyone here want to speak on this item? So it's an emergency ordinance, and we'll take a roll call.
Mayor, I can't support this, so I move to remove the emergency clause.
Is there a second? Okay, hearing no second, then we'll proceed. But we have an emergency clause, and that means this will fail. So,
The question is, I mean, if we take the emergency off, would the money still get there in time to make a difference?
I'm not able to support it.
So, in that case, second.
Okay.
Then a roll call to remove the emergency clause.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So I really support the Downtown Marketing Initiative. I think it's a wonderful program. We made a decision in the budget that we were not going to fund it with general fund money, that we have many other priorities. And I think that there is other money, which is what we expected in the budget, that other money would be found to support this program. If I was going to vote to spend $170,000 today, I would vote for another crossing improvement in East Portland, which is another of those projects which we determined we couldn't fund in the budget. So, yes, the economy is expanding, and I want us to be very careful about what we spend our money on, what we spend the taxpayers' money on, because we don't have enough to pay for everything that we need in parks and housing and transportation, and allocating this money from the contingency outside of a budget process, to me, just isn't the right way to go. So I appreciate removing the emergency clause. Aye.
Hales.
I understand those concerns, and I appreciate them, but our budgetary situation is continuing to evolve in part because now there's more flowing to contingency than we originally allocated. So that's why it's a contingency fund. It's for situations you can't foresee. Sometimes they're negative. That's why it's there, but in this case, it's positive. So I think it's prudent for us to add back a portion of these funds. All right. So now this will return for second reading. Is that how it will be next week?
Yeah.
So it we'll take second reading vote next week on this item. Thank you. Thanks very much.